Stand by, everybody. We're getting ready to go on the air here from Lake Jackson. Now, I'm going to give you the signal. Let's see. 10 seconds.
We're going to try to make this like a little program now. We're going to try to do this like a little show.
Yeah, I got the headphones on. My shoes. We're already on the air.
From Lake Jackson, Virginia, it's Thanksgiving for 2-1.
My shoes.
Jackson, Virginia. Here we are celebrating Thanksgiving Day, 1956. The whole 2-1 staff is here, and here's Edward Hessen Walker to tell you more.
Thank you, Willard. We're going to be here for the next hour preparing for our big Thanksgiving Day dinner, and we hope that you'll join us as we have a lot of fun with Granddad, Betty Crockett, and all the engineers of the 2-1 crew. Okay?
How about that, friends and neighbors? Yay! High five! Wonderful! Okay, George, let up on the news. George, that's my turntable. I'll be careful with you. George, that's
I might explain here that we're using Willard's hi-fi system here this afternoon. And if we have any trouble with the records, it's all because of the fact that this is not quite adapted for broadcast use, as you understand.
Yeah, well, all the kids are outside playing, and most of the...
You guys going to use your regular theme, or can I put it away?
Hey, George.
George, you got on the wrong theme. George. That's an expensive motor now, and a diamond needle in there.
My own private little Gerard player. Now, you're going to wreck my hi-fi set, George.
Was everybody here, Dick Edwards?
Oh, boy, am I having a blast down here. Ready for your... time I've been out in the woods like this. I feel like a wild gorilla.
I'm here, too, Willard.
Show you, buddy.
Got Barbara here. The kids are outside playing a little bit.
Well, it's nice for us to get together,
don't you? Before we have our lunch or big dinner, what do you say we have a little...
Pardon me.
What I had in mind, George. A little toast, huh? What do you think, Willard?
Now, look, Aldo. Now, wait a minute. Now, this is Thanksgiving Day. We're going to have our big Thanksgiving dinner. We got plenty of tomato juice in the refrigerator.
Well, I know. What are you going to mix with it?
No, you don't understand. This is Thanksgiving Day.
Well, we're not going to mix everything. You got to have a little something here.
No, we're not going to. We're not going to mix a thing, Aldo. So, just forget it. We're going to have a good time today and just talk and laugh and have a lot of fun.
You mean you're not going to have nothing, huh?
Nothing at all. You just relax and take it easy now.
That's the way you feel about it.
That's the way I think it should be, don't you?
Well, I don't think so, but that's the way you're going to do it. I'll go over here and get a record out of something.
All right, well, I'll tell you, we ought to play our first record. I think we could basically get a music show lined up, don't you, Ed?
Yeah, I think we got a Leroy Anderson album. Well, here she is. Really close to the microphone with those dishes.
Everybody clear the house. Look, you guys go on outside for a minute, will you? I'm trying to set the table.
Look, we're trying to do a show.
The turkey gobbler is getting burned over there. I can't do with a few things at one time, you know. I'm not a super uber dance. All right, now.
Betty, we're trying to do a show for
you. Everybody get out of here for just a minute, will you, for heaven's sake?
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Look, Aldo, can you put on a record up there so maybe we can listen to a little Leroy Anderson? No, not that record, Aldo.
That's the theme.
That's the theme.
This is nice. For the winter music for the day.
Get out of the kitchen, Al. Let me get some work done. You guys are always messing up the whole
thing. Let's listen to Sleigh Ride. That was Leroy Anderson, a real cute thing. Well, we brought him with us, huh? And there's our pet turkey. I think we ought to tell a story about this turkey. Tallulah the turkey is a turkey we bought several weeks ago, and we're going to raise for Thanksgiving dinner. Quiet, Tallu. We became so attached to this bird that we couldn't kill her, so we had to go out and buy another turkey. Yeah, that's right, Tallu. You're safe. You're safe.
Well,
what do you say you get a fire going over in the fire?
Yes, it's awfully cold. I mean, we just got out of here.
Look, you guys, just a little something before dinner, huh? That's a George Grease.
No, look, George, Aldo, you two got to realize, we're not going to... Today, we all took it. Now, isn't that right? Ed? We're having nothing. Isn't that right, Ed?
That's right.
All right? Is that right, George?
Betty, you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I don't think we're going to have a thing today.
That's the way you're going to do it, huh?
That's right.
Well, look, excuse me, man. I
think that's a good idea, too, if you don't mind me saying so.
All right, Dick. I'm glad you did.
So today, there's nothing, Aldo.
Well, look, I got to go out to the shed and check the telephone line back to the station, make sure we're on the air.
Aldo, we're doing great.
I'll be right back.
All right,
Aldo. See you guys later.
All right.
So long. There he goes. Well, he'll be back.
He didn't have to go out to the woodshed. This is ridiculous. The telephone line is perfect. We can't get a fire going here.
You didn't light that fire up there, Willard. While I tell the folks about Acme, huh? You know, and it's a fact that smart shoppers pick Lancaster brand beef. And nobody's going to eat beef today, I bet. Lancaster exclusively, the brand you'll find at Acme Supermarket.
Wish I could get myself a new apron. If somebody
we'll take care of it then. Well, you got the fire going
up
here, don't you?
Oh, he's burning nice, Ed. Go ahead, do the commercial.
I just did it.
Oh,
it's over.
Oh, all right.
Say, Will?
Yes, Granddad.
Aldo just come up, wanted me to go out and help him check the telephone line. I'm going out to the shed for a minute, all
look,
right?
Look, there's nothing out the woodshed that you
that's
have to
all right.
Do.
I'll be right back in just a minute. So long, fellas. I'll see you later.
All right. Say what, Eddie?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out there to the woodshed and see what Aldo and Granddad.
Well, there's no need
yeah, look,
for
I'll
that.
See you in just a minute.
Well, you don't have to do that now.
See you later, Ed. I'll be right
all
back.
Right. Something funny's going on out that woodshed.
Excuse me, fellas. Tell you what, I better get some more wood for the stove.
Betty, you've
over
got
here.
A dinner to cook now.
No, I want some more wood for the stove, you know.
Yeah.
That sear stove
but,
needs
well,
some
that's,
more wood.
That's a gas stove.
I know, but that's all the more reason to need some more wood. I'll see you in just a few minutes.
Betty.
I'm going out the woodshed with Aldo and George
oh,
and a host of others.
Sake.
See you in just a minute.
Looks like I'm all alone now. George, you're still with me?
I'm going to the woodshed.
No, you're not. You got to play a record.
I got to go to the woodshed.
Now, put the record on first. Then.
I'll be right back.
George?
I've grown accustomed to her face.
I think I'll put a record on the turntable.
Excuse me just a minute, Ed. I didn't want to leave you all alone. But
Richard.
I've got to go down to the woodshed just for a second.
There's no reason for
that. Well, I left my pickaxe down there, and I want to cut up a little more wood and see if I can't get the fire going. It's beginning to
die. Yeah, I'm going with you, Dick. Be right back,
Ed.
You
and
fellas, come on. See you guys later. Something very funny here. Look, I'm going to put a record on the turntable, and then I'm going down to the woodshed. Let me get this record. What's cut? Let's see. Now, I'll play this cut here. Now. I'm going out to the woodshed. I'll be back in just a minute, folks. In case the record runs out, just wait for it. You're wrecking the fellas. Stop it. Stop roughhousing and really just. Well, now look what you did. You stalled the turntable. George, stop it. Now let me put the record back on. The motor's unwind. Fellas. There it goes. Well, there you have it. Leroy Anderson and, what was that called? The Waltzing Cat.
Yeah.
I like the ending.
You never do this at the station now.
Well, this is, we're kind of off duty today, you know.
I know, but you know, you don't mess up with the equipment at the station. You're ruining my beautiful
$90. I'm going out here behind the picture window for a minute.
I don't know, why do you have to go behind the picture
window? Well, I'm so used to working behind the glass, you know, I don't feel right if I'm in the same room.
You'll catch your death of cold out of the porch.
So long.
Aldo, come on back in here.
Honestly.
We are going to do our drama, and he's got a couple of old pieces of gear.
I got me a script here today, fellas, that I think make a nice Thanksgiving Day drama.
Okay, I think we're ready. I don't.
And yeah,
I got my copy of it.
Oh, okay. Betty, would you come in out
yes,
in the kitchen?
Yes, I got just a minute here.
And put your silverware down.
All
now.
Right.
Falling out of your. Close that kitchen door there.
I knew Aldo would come back in. It's cold.
It's cold out there, you know?
I knew you'd get cold.
I'm telling you.
Come here, Aldo.
Hello.
You've been doing something down behind the old woodhouse.
Well, I'll tell you what I did, Betty. I took got a little bottle of Santuth olive oil. I want to put on the turkey.
Turkey, Santuth.
That's right.
We don't put those Santuth olive oil on turkey.
Maybe you don't, but where I come from, we put on everything.
Well, we don't go and do it around here.
I've been using it on my hair for 30 years.
I notice it. It's growing in there inside of your brain, tickling your old
thing.
Well,
I think I'll just go out and put a little on the turkey.
All right. Whoops, goodness. Everybody's going crazy. Let's get the script.
Well, today I thought that we, being Thanksgiving and everything, we'd dramatize the story of Miles Standish and Priscilla and John Alden. Oops.
Wonderful idea. I knew there was something out there behind that woodshed.
So if you don't mind, I'd like to do the serious drama here in the true spirit of the day.
All right, I think
and this is why John Alden couldn't speak. George, I concentrate on getting the cues here. Now. Put that down.
That's a hi-fi hiccup. Stereophonic hiccup.
So, if you all are ready,
All right, I've got my copy of the script. All right, you ready?
All right.
I go
get
first.
A little mood music there.
Oh, wait, before the mood music starts, I'm supposed to introduce the script.
Oh, go right ahead. Yeah.
The National Broadcasting Company presents the drama of Miles Standish and Priscilla. George, that isn't quite the right good music for the cut. How about some...
That ain't the way I wrote
Let's
it.
Let's have a little more adventuresome music, George.
Yeah, it's getting better now.
It's getting adventuresome.
Now, play the music, George. Now, fellas, now, come on now. Play it. I wrote this script. Get that turkey out of here.
Oh, I'm sorry to say that Tallulah has just discovered her brother is going to be on the table we borrowed from Safeway. The National Broadcasting Company takes great pleasure in presenting the story of romance and love and adventure. The story of Miles Standish and Priscilla. The great romance of Pilgrim America. For this presentation on Thanksgiving Day.
This is November the 22nd, 1620. My name is Miles Standish. I'm standing outside the door of the home of Priscilla. I just tripped over the door sill.
Priscilla, having a party still fresh and going from last evening, is having a bash at it, as they say in the phrase. Actually, Miles Standish, you're not standing outside the door because that would ruin the whole plot of the
script. I'm going in now.
As our scene opens, you are standing outside the cabin of Captain John Smith because you're going to request of John Smith something very near and dear to your heart.
You've got the script backwards.
No, that's remember it's John.
Oh, no, wait just a minute. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Now, as our scene opens, we hear Miles Standish knock at the apartment over in Arlington Towers of John Alden.
Hello.
Come in.
Wait a minute. I got the wrong part of the script here. I'm John and you're Miles Standish. Come in.
Who am I now?
You are...
Goodness, I'm going back out in the kitchen.
No, wait a minute.
Call me when you need me. I'll get these
things. You are Miles Standish.
That's right.
No, you're... Yeah. No, you're John Alden. I'm Miles Standish.
Glad to meet you. How the heck are you?
All right, stop it,
leave the record player alone now. Let's finish this.
Well, let's skip that scene. Now, John Alden is...
That's a very important part of the show.
Well, anyway, the story is that Miles Standish is going to the home... All right.
John. Go ahead and call me John.
John?
Yes, Miles.
I was wondering if you'd do me a favor.
Wait a minute. We got it backwards.
You asked me the favor.
John?
Yep, Miles. Oh, turn that music off, will you?
I can't think. Wait a minute. If a John asked...
Go ahead. Now, you asked me...
Priscilla asked...
No, now you're going to... Look.
John. No, wait a minute. Miles asked John to speak in his behalf, right?
That's
Isn't
right.
that right?
That's right.
Wasn't that the way it happened?
That's the way it happened.
I thought...
We should have rehearsed this. You know what?
All right. I'm Miles. You're John.
That's right.
All right.
Okay, Marcia. I'm John. Are you Miles?
John.
Yep.
Being here on these pilgrim shores for these past 20 months, I have fallen in love at last with a woman known as Priscilla.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, she is a good looker, I'll tell you.
John, I am speechless and tongue-tied. I cannot speak for her love.
You're hamming it up pretty good here. I don't know what you're complaining
would
about.
Would you please speak in my behalf? Please, sir.
Well, I might.
John?
I might do it.
John?
Yep, I'll do it, Miles. I'm going over there right now.
If the engineer has the door closing, I'll leave the studio.
Okay.
He doesn't? All right, well, write me out of the script or have some segue music or something and I'll leave it. I'm gone. The ending, thank you, George. That's the finale scene.
Keep it along. Now I'm in front of the door of the cabin of Miss Priscilla's home and I'm going to knock on the door.
Be Buffalula, I'm Bam Slam.
Priscilla?
We left the wait a bit. The engineer's looking for the door. It's on cut number 3, George. Record 38. Come on in, John. John? John? There he comes.
Hello, Priscilla.
Hello, John.
This is the sloppiest work I've ever seen in a radio station.
Ain't no Cecil B. DeMille, but it ain't too bad.
I come here for my good friend Miles Standish, who would request your hand in marriage.
Well, if he ain't going to take all of me, I ain't going to cut off the old hand, give it to him. What do you think I am?
Now, read the scripture.
I'm one of them northern gals.
Don't you understand that John wants me to ask you for him if you will be his wife?
Well, John, here comes a real dramatic part. This is one you all know from history. Speak for yourself, John. The only line we got right in the whole show.
Priscilla, I can't.
Why can't? This is the trick ending. We wrote this one up now. Why can't you speak for yourself, John?
Because I ain't a member of the union.
Ouch!
So long.
Where's the finale music? We gotta have a little finale music somewhere.
This program was produced under the auspices of Precinct Number 8 and is brought to you today for the kind consideration of the National Broadcasting Company, because nobody's here today.
Well, that was the dullest thing I have ever heard. I tell
you. At least we finally got the plug.
You fellas don't mind. We got to sell something here
now. Sell it, Granddad, and I'll light the fire.
Yeah, get that fire going again. I want to talk about television. You know, color television is a wonderful thing to have in your home, and I know most of you people agree with me there, don't you?
Well, I think so, too.
Well, sir, I just want to remind you that you have an invitation from RCA and the folks over at their Fulford's Colony Radio. Come on down and see a free home demonstration, a new big color TV in your own home. Or in their color showroom, either way you want to do it.
A flock of them coming over now.
Hey, boy. Say, you can see all kinds of shows in color every night of the week now, plus fabulous spectaculars planned for the holiday season ahead, you know. All sorts of entertainment there, like Perry Como, Walter Winchell, Marian Anderson, Vic Damone, Alfred Lunt, Lynn Fontan.
Peggy Lee.
Yeah, all the big color spectaculars, like Producer's Showcase and Sadler Wells Ballet and Sonia Henney's Ice Review. I tell you, you just wait till you see all them brilliant pictures come to life. Living color pictures, we call them. Clear, dazzling, big as life. And remember this, too, friends. You go on the same set that you watch in all these wonderful color shows. You see crisp, sharp, black and white pictures, too. Yep, how about that, Willie?
I think that's an excellent commercial you're doing.
Compatible color TV, pioneered and developed by RCA. You can enjoy color quick tuning as another feature. You just turn the dial there, and presto, the old picture falls right into place.
We had one down here for a long time.
It was a nice one, I tell you.
Very fine performing set.
Yep. Used to get Honolulu on there.
That was on a good night, of course. Oops.
You get RCA, Victor, only $50 down, 24 months to pay for free home demonstration. That's Fulford's Colony Radio, 6119 George Avenue. Call Jimmy Fulford at Tuckerman 2. 4900.
Fine, all right.
I got a record here I want to play today.
Did you bring one for us?
Yep, I brought one. If I can just put it on the turntable there for me, will you, Aldi? You want a Frank Crummy, is that who it is?
It's Crummett.
That's right, though. Frank Crummett. And this is an old favorite of mine. Goes back to, the middle 20s. And I thought it would be appropriate to play something like this on a Thanksgiving day. Everybody feels so good and everything.
Hello, Granddad.
Betty, how's
come
that dinner?
Here, you come little rascal.
Now, stop that foolishness, will you? So here's Frank Crummett to sing the way we all feel today. I'm sitting on top of the world. Frank, boy. Whoops. Aldo,
would you tell him to be careful with my record player?
That's an old priceless record, Aldo. You're going to scratch it.
Priceless record player, Aldo. You're going to wreck it.
My record costs more than that. Well, I thought I'd just play that one as sort of an old favorite for today. That was Frank Crummett, and I'm sitting on top of the world. I feel that way myself on a good old Thanksgiving day like this, don't you, Willie?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, Granddad. All right.
Yeah.
Glad to have everybody down here to get together for the Leland.
Yeah, it's a nice Thanksgiving day we're having here today.
Barbara?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I've got to let her talk today.
Oh, that's
the
boy.
Spirit. This is Thanksgiving. I've got to let her say anything she wants.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, Joe.
It's all right, honey.
Barbara, we really enjoyed the lasagna last night, too.
Yeah, it was good lasagna.
I pooped out on you toward the end of the evening. I was just tired.
All right, Willard.
Well, Dick, you ready to have a little turkey dinner this afternoon?
Yes, I am. I'm just tired, though.
Well, look, I'm going out in the kitchen and see if I can help Betty with the dishes here and bring some of the... Betty, can I help you with the Thanksgiving...
No, don't worry about a thing, Granddad. Got everything all
You sure got a lot of food here.
Here.
You got all
sorts of desserts and everything.
All the kids up here. Bring them up to the table.
My goodness, this is going to really be a feast we're going to have here today.
George, it's only food. Now, don't get excited.
Yeah, thank you. My shoes, this is the greatest thing I ever saw since Rome was burned.
Betty, you didn't kill the turkey.
Well, I didn't kill the turkey, no.
No, we bought a turkey, Willard.
What happened?
Well, we became so attached to Tallulah here that we went out and bought a turkey. And that's Tallulah's brother on the platter there. Made her feel kind of sad, I guess.
Well, I can understand if you saw your brother on the table like that.
I would. It would make me feel a little bad, too, I guess.
Well, you know how Tallulah feels.
Is that fire going all right over there? You think
it's burning my reason dinner? Food, yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, Cats, but I'm getting kind of hungry.
Okay, we're all set. I think
we're getting hungry here.
Joe, you got a place over there?
Yep.
Barbara?
Got a place. I think we better get all the folks gathered around here now.
Aldo?
My shoes.
Okay, George? All right, I think we're just about ready to begin.
Okay, everybody, come on in here now. Granddad, call the folks in, will you, so we can all get gathered around this table here, will you?
Okay, folks.
My shoes. Look at that turkey. That was a good
It is almost ready, but first of all, I think Granddad ought to ask the blessing, Granddad.
Thank you, Betty. Dear Lord, we thank you for this food that has been prepared for us today. Thank you for all of our friends gathered around the table. We're going to have such a wonderful time. And Lord, for all those who couldn't be with us today, we pray that they have a happy Thanksgiving too. And most of all, we thank you for this wonderful land that we live in, where we can enjoy a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner like we're having today. Amen. Well, okay, everybody, let's eat. What do you say? Now, let's have a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner here. Yes, indeed. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there.
Everybody have a good Thanksgiving, and let's eat, because we may not eat like this
again
a long time.
Well, there's our little Thanksgiving Day party here at Lake Jackson. I hope you all enjoyed it as much as we're having fun here with our Thanksgiving dinner.
I want to thank management for running a special line all the way down to Lake Jackson by way of NBC Radio in Washington. We'll get together again tomorrow if everybody gets their share of bicarbonate of soda, because I think Betty really whipped up a juicer here.
Thank you, and goodbye, everybody.
Bye, and everybody have a nice Thanksgiving.
So long until tomorrow.
Shop in a friendly atmosphere, but with supermarket convenience? Then your nearby Federal Supermarket is for you. At all Federal Supermarkets, you'll find the best in national brands, variety, quality, and low prices. But above all, you'll find courteous, personalized service, such as free delivery to your home. Next time you shop, try the nearest Federal. You'll like it. WRC, WRC-FM, Washington, 130. This is Willard Scott speaking to you from the kitchen here at the Sheraton Park Hotel.
Bring those glasses over here, matey.
And the chefs are working diligently to prepare a festive meal.
French fried broccoli for the
famous
menu this afternoon.
Chef Chow Hound, who has been in this country only 1,400 years,
it is a
has just stepped off the boat.
Move your elbow, please.
Pardon me, Mr. Hound.
Pepper and salt.
You are a Parisian chef, are you not?
Oh, oui, yes, I am.
What are you doing right here?
I am right now preparing the lunch for the main dining room this afternoon. Here.
Well, what is the lunch consisting of?
Right now, you are about to see me make a tossed salad.
Oh, this is a famous tossed salad.
With the own
salad de two that I understand you
and that is correct, yes. If you stand back now, I'm about to toss the
always stuff. Want to know what went on behind the green door, and here we are finding out now. You're going to toss the salad, Chef?
Yes, I think I will. Here comes the wind up and the pitch.
All right, I'm ready if you're ready. The toss salad, we're getting ready to toss the salad. Only one thing we just found out, they forgot to plug the turntable in. While you are preparing this toss salad, I'm sure somebody will take the salad up to the other control room. Pay for a cheap help.
Why don't we just get the whole thing and play the theme?
No, I'm waiting to get our salads tossed.
We'll toss the salad in just a moment.
That's the way the first show went, so why be different, you know?
We.
Are you there?
I'm fine, fine. I tossed it, so there.
Wonderful. I see, that bit was pretty bad anyway, and I don't know why we continue to keep it in. We're speaking to you from the bathhouse of the YMCA.
You can kill the theme, George.
My shoes, I'm a feeling terrible today.
George, kill the theme. Thank you. What's the matter, Aldo?
I'm just so upset. I just understand you ain't going to be on no more in the afternoon.
Oh, I didn't know you were that
just
loyal to the program.
Just breaks my heart.
Do you really feel that bad about leaving the show?
No, it's overtime I'm going to lose.
I figured as much. I didn't think you had any loyalty in that big old heart of yours.
Yeah, but it was just July the 11th, 1955 that we began this whole thing.
Yes, and management's regretted that ever since. But we're happy to be on the air, and we're happy to have had so many friends call us up and send us those scorpions and tarantulas and
poison pen letters and
the
things.
The zoo has
like
never
that.
Had it so good since we've been on the air.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of nice awards.
Yes, we have, Ed. Do we have a new award today? But look, will you please, you guys, you engineers got the phone patched in to Gettysburg. The president's at home.
He's home
anyway.
Now. Don't ring that.
You're
not
going to get any answer up there.
And besides, turn your speaker up. We can't hear these things when you throw them at
me. Don't criticize me, you're right.
George, I don't have any more. Do you have an award today, Ed?
We're looking here. We ought to be able to come up with one. In just a moment. We've received so many in the past.
We have a nice letter, if you'd like to hear that.
Well, let's hear the letter.
This is an awfully nice telegram that was sent to us this morning. It says, we can't possibly tell you how much we hate to see you leave the air. Since you started your program over a year ago, our ratings have skyrocketed. We will miss you with more than a casual fondness. Signed, the management and staff of WTOP.
Oh, that's nice. Here's a little award came from the Aberdeen Proving Grounds up in Maryland, you know, where they test all the cannons and everything. So we've just voted to it won the biggest blast in radio.
Isn't that nice? That's we have another sincere letter from one of our sponsors, Ed. Says, since your show's been on the air, our industry has made its mark in the world. Before your show started, we were nothing. Our sales were at the lowest peak in history, but now things are different. Business has never been so good. From the tranquilizing pill industry.
That's wonderful. And that's a very nice thing.
Al Ross, president. Really nice.
It's really.
He's so nervous in the morning. You ever watch him counting his money and trying to keep up with all those commercials at the same time?
And here's another thing we got in the mail. Oh, I've overdrawn at the bank again. Forget
Just forget that. Here's another little thing.